I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. This past Monday was an historic day in West Virginia, for that was the day the elk returned to the state's wildlife landscape. We'll talk more about that program coming up right after this. Twenty-four elk were released into the wild in Logan County this week, marking the first time the state's had an elk population since 1875. Governor Earl Ray Tomlin presided over the ceremony to dedicate the first elk procured from the land between the lakes National Recreation Area in Kentucky.
Yeah, if you drive around the state, there's all kinds of elk creeks, elk rivers, elk, you know, lots of things. Used to be a huge population, but about 140 years ago, all the elk finally were killed off in West Virginia. And this has been a project that people have worked on for the last 5 to 10 years and talked about. And today we've obviously are celebrating 20-some elk.
Monday's release was just the first of what will be several releases over the next several years to reestablish that population in the Mountain State. Instrumental to the effort was a partnership with the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation. Bill Carman with RMEF has helped in other states in reintroducing elk and says West Virginia's program is textbook.
They all started out in a very modest way, just like this one. I think Kentucky started out, their first release was 17 elk, I believe. Virginia's was maybe 20, 22. So this is very similar to many of the programs in the way it's getting started, in, you know, in terms of the number of elk.
State's elk management plan calls for 75 to be released at the Tomlin WMA and another 75 released at a different location, possibly near the Wyoming and Mingo County border. During Monday's ceremony, the elk were held in a soft holding pen on the wildlife management area. They'll be released soon with far less fanfare. That's by design, according to elk project leader Randy Kelly.
The reason for the soft release pen is to allow them to have a slow acclimation to the area, and you don't want that adrenaline pumping and being chased out and a lot of people around. You know, they're spooked of people. I mean, they're a wild creature, and even though they've been, you know, in a facility out there, you know, they're not really used to walking people. They're used to some cars and things like that. So the idea behind the soft release enclosure is to get them in there, get them acclimated, and then just let them gradually move into the surroundings. So running them out of there for the media's sake or for the governor's sake or for anybody else's sake is contrary to the animal's sake.
And the hope is in the coming decades, elk will multiply and become common on the landscape of southern West Virginia, drawing tourists who want to see them and eventually opportunities to hunt them on those public lands of the coal fields. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Reports.